And we are back at the Morning Show Mountain Home Radio. I've got Tommy Higgins, Phil Gusecki in the studio. Always a pleasure to have the Master Gardeners in here in the mornings with me when they do get to attend. And it is fall. We could entertain ourselves once a week in here. I'm not sure how much the folks on the other side might be entertained, but we'd have a good time.
We would have a great time.
We do need to talk about plants right now. It is turning towards fall, and we started to see middle of August leaves coming off the tree. We're starting to see a few more leaves start to turn right now, and this means we should be getting our plants ready for fall, getting our fall stuff set up, and a lot of activity can go on right now, this month specifically.
Well, I take a look around the garden, see what worked, see what didn't work. We always talk about that, but it's a good time to take assessment. But it's a good time to put your mums and those kind of things in. Kale, you still have a lot of good growing time down here in Arkansas. Our average frost is late in October, but many times we go well into November before we see some freezing temperatures to kill things. Good time to plant your lettuce and spinach and carrots and those kind of things in your garden.
Okay.
You can harvest that stuff, depending on if you have a cold frame, you can do that all the way through winter, all the way through Christmas.
Okay.
So I encourage you to do some of that stuff. That stuff germinates pretty quick, and it's got a slow, fast time to maturity.
Right. Yep.
So you can enjoy it, and the cool temperatures, the cool nights will certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
And if we quit getting these 90-degree days, okay?
Yeah.
I know you like the
90s. Yeah, yeah.
I'm with Tommy, though. Low 80s would be nice.
Well, low 80s are fine. 90s don't bother me at all. I was trying to tell somebody the other day, if the forecast starts with 9 and it's 2 digits, I'm fine. If it starts with a 9 and it's a single digit, I don't even want to leave the house.
So, amen.
But the cooler temperatures also mean that we're going to see some stuff right now getting ready to go dormant in the next couple of months.
It'll be so, but we've got a little time before
we
need to worry about those things. It's a little early to be putting your garden to bed. It's still time to enjoy it. Don't fertilize your roses yet. You pretty much finish that in August.
Mm-hmm.
You might give a little kick to your plants in your pots and that kind of thing. Give them a little fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still get good production. I usually do that late August-ish.
Right.
But I did it then, and I'll tell you what. I had a friend tell me her lantanas were not doing a thing, and I said, well, you should see mine. They're blooming their little heads off. A little bit of less stress from the hot temperatures.
Right.
The cooler nights have helped, and a little kick of fertilizer, and they're going strong.
Yep.
If you have something in your planters that are kind of weather-weary from the, pull them out, put something else in.
Right.
You can find a small mum. You can find all kinds of things still to stick in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can also stick in some veggies. There's nothing wrong with sticking some, you know, basil or something like that in there for color, and you'll be able to harvest that till frost.
Right.
You know, and mums are one of my favorite plants, and a lot of people treat them as annuals. They just throw them away.
Right.
They'll grow back, and I've got a lot of them right now that are blooming that have been there for several years, and somewhere they run out of gas, but I love those guys, and I hate to plug these guys, but Walmart has them for $4.84, and they're actually a good bargain. I've bought my fair share of them this year.
It's very funny that you say that. I thought they were annuals, too, and I say thought because I learned this year that, no, they will come back.
They will.
They will come back. I mean, the roots will come back, and they'll go for many years unless you just get a bad season. You'll occasionally lose one.
Well,
and there's a lot of varieties of mums.
Yes, there are.
I've got a mum that a friend of mine gave me a piece of that has grown about 3.5-4 foot tall, and they're football size mums, and the flowers, they're just starting to open for me, but she's telling me they're 3 to 4 inches.
Wow.
Goodness.
Good size. I ordered some myself this year, which are blooming, and they're probably about 2.5 inches. It's not as big as that one is, but they're beautiful flowers. You also have some varieties that are true perennial varieties that look more like an aster.
Okay.
And you'll get, I have one in my yard, which I do generally take to a couple pieces to the plant sale, that will not bloom till October, and it's not one that you have to pinch back.
Okay.
I also saw online the other day where they had some mums that were lime green. I've never seen
that one.
Wouldn't that be interesting? A nice little foil to those orange and rusty colors. I think that would be kind of interesting. So take a look online. It's a good time online as well as at your local places to find good bargains on plants.
Mm-hmm.
As Tommy was just telling you, he found the bargains on that, but everything starts to get marked down because they can't keep it on the shelf.
Right.
These nurseries, you know, online, they would prefer not to have to take care of it all winter time and worry about if it's going to live or die.
Right.
They'd rather have you worry about if it live or die. But most of the time, you'll be all right.
Well, we did pretty well at the big box stores. They had the mums on sale a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and we did pretty well on the mums cleaning those up. One of the interesting things I found from them, though, is just because it says a specific color on the front or it should be this variety doesn't always mean it's going to grow that color.
Somebody moved the tag.
Yeah, we were supposed to have had a different variety of reds, and we ended up with three whites and a red. So that's going to be rather interesting.
That's like an Arkansas.
That's right. Razorback.
I wasn't upset. My wife was wondering if there was any way that we could change a color. She was watching a YouTube video that says put food coloring in your water. When you water them, it'll help to dye them a little bit.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so. She's going to try it. I have no idea. I'm just saying we probably should have done a better job selecting our colors.
But keep your eyes open in the fall, because there are a lot of good sales, and they're fixing to happen. Because I was in a couple of stores yesterday, and they're clearing out to put in the Christmas stuff.
Right.
So where they clear out is a lot where the plants were. So anyway,
that could be hardscaping things as well. You can buy pots and things that you need for your yard.
Right, half price at
least. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll get good deals on it. A friend of mine years ago was watching in one of the big box stores a specific pine tree, and it had been marked down, and they had four of them. And she went back the next day, and it was marked down. They had three. Then they marked it down some more, and there was two. And she followed it every day, and she was walking out of the store with the last one, and a man saw her carrying it out the store and said, "Oh, no, I wanted that. That's what I came here for." And she got it.
Yep.
So sometimes you can't wait till the last one.
Exactly.
But
her friend and I used to almost have a contest going shopping for Japanese red maples.
I think
that's who you're talking
about.
I love it.
Her reputation.
I do. And we both were scouting them out. But anyway, that was fun times.
Well, that's
combat shopping.
Combat shopping for you normally think about that for your Black Friday. You don't think about it in the flower department.
Well, it does. It's like anything else.
Yes.
Things are marked down. Take a look around. You may have to come back a couple times.
Right.
But if you like something and the price to you is reasonable, buy it. I bought a blue Atlas cedar at one of these places a few years back, and I haven't seen as good a sale as this. It was a $120 tree, and they marked it down to $25.
Oh, wow.
All right. And that's the one you see in my yard, Tony.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and looking for those things, those little bargains, you never know when they're going to pop up.
No,
and,
you don't.
I do know one thing about master gardeners is you always have to have a spot available, because you're going to go shopping at Walmart and not even look at anything, and just they're going to have that display in the middle of the store or someplace that you weren't expecting it, and you're going to walk out the store with the plant.
Well, you know, we all tell you real well that you're supposed to plan your garden and then go shopping. And, you know, this is like, you know, not for me.
Right.
That's what you guys are doing.
I'll give you a rule. I'm not going to follow it.
But I'm not afraid to move my plants. I move my plants in the garden like some people move their furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to do that just because you found something. Sometimes you have to do it because conditions change.
Exactly.
More leaves on trees and that kind of thing. So you do have to play in your garden. But don't be afraid to do that.
Right.
Fall is a good time. Mm-hmm. Not yet. It's a little too warm. But as we get cooler temperatures, it's a good time to split your perennials.
Yes.
Move them around. Mm-hmm. Give some away. Pot them up for the Master Gardener plant sale. All that kind of stuff.
There you go, yeah.
I split my plants all winter long for the plant sale. It's a good way to work in the garden.
Right.
And not just sit around in a chair all winter.
There you go.
And you still accomplish something. And then all the work isn't upon you the first of spring.
That's a big part of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done all this talking about a couple of things we can do right now. Do you have a plant of the month right now to talk about?
Imagine I do. Keeping with the season, we're going to talk about a specific kind of goldenrod called fireworks. That wasn't easy to say.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's a little different. It's not as aggressive as your common goldenrod.
Okay.
It is not allergenic. You don't have to worry about that kind of thing. It grows 2.5 to 3 feet tall and wide. You can cut it back in mid-spring just about 3 inches tall. They recommend full sun, but it will take light shade, and I recommend light shade down here.
Okay.
It's a plant that'll grow in clay soil or wet soil, but I think that you will get better results from it in terms of its production and how much maintenance you need if you keep it in some dappled shade.
Okay.
It is deer tolerant, and I can swear to that because they've eaten everything around it. It blooms right now, September, October-ish, okay? And mine's in full bloom right this minute,
right.
Okay? Not as aggressive as the common one. And what makes it, it gives it its name, is instead of a spike that comes up with branches that are in bloom, each branch kind of arches, and the flowers are small along the stem, and it makes it look like the trail of a firework.
Yeah, I'm looking at these right now online because I've never heard of that particular version of goldenrod, so I looked up a picture really quickly. Gorgeous flower, and it will certainly add a splash of color to your yard.
It does, and it's not quite as in your face as the common goldenrod.
Okay.
It's a bright flower, but because it's just little flowers on a stem, it's not in a cluster, it has a little more calming effect.
Okay.
And if you put it in front of some, I have it in front of a holly, so it's got a nice background, and it sets it off nicely.
18 to 24 inches in height?
No, 2.5 to 3 feet.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
it's
a little bigger.
That part. Right, yeah.
It's a little bigger than that. Because it arches, you don't get the naked knees like we talk about in the plant world, but it still would be good to have something low in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a mum would be a good idea, all right? Or anything that's about 12 to 18 inches tall.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you, naked knees, I realize you guys have said that term before, but there's probably a couple people out there going, what are naked knees?
Well, that's when you get a plant that grows taller and the leaves fall off the bottom 6 to 12 inches, and it gets to be ugly and unsightly, and you usually plant something in front of it to hide them.
Right.
Okay? Just like old ladies, you don't want to show them. I can say that because I'm an old lady.
Okay. Yeah, Tommy and I are going to remain silent.
What do we say?
But this is just a little bit of color to put in front of something to really accent and draw some other colors out also, it looks
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. It's a good plant for your garden. It will spread some, but it's not real aggressive. Probably split mine. I've got mine grown in a pretty big clump right now, but every year I pull a little bit off of it, but you could probably go 2, 3, maybe 4 years before you have to pull some out of there. It grows with roots that just go sideways, so you can easily pull it out when you need to cut it back. You're not doing a lot of digging unless you want to replant it.
Now, you said yours are blooming right now. I'm assuming then that this is something we're not going to go out and grab right now for a bloom this year. It's something we're going to work on, a project we want to put in probably sometime in the spring, late spring, early summer-ish.
You can buy a plant now, and it should bloom for you next, or you can buy it in the spring, and it'll bloom next fall.
Gotcha. Okay, so we are looking at next fall for something like that, but if you found that perfect spot for something, this is a gorgeous little plant, and it will certainly add some accents to a lot of different areas.
Absolutely. I think this is a good favorite, and it's very low maintenance. All you do is cut it back in the spring, and you're done with it. You don't do another thing to it the rest of the year.
Wow, okay.
Okay, it's just...
Heat, wet, what other conditions does it like?
It likes full sun. It'll tolerate clay soil. It'll tolerate wet soil, which is why I recommend that it will tolerate light shade. And I do have mine. It gets pretty much morning sun, but dappled sun most of the rest of the day.
Okay.
And for me, that works better. I think that keeps it from spreading too aggressively.
Okay.
I also think it tolerates any water needs in that respect because it's not drying out.
Gotcha.
I have the soil where I have it, it's got a good layer of topsoil, but it's very hard clay underneath it, and it's doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't dry out for me. I water at the same time, but I think the dappled shade is the key to not having to give it any special water needs.
So if you're looking for something a little bit special, you're looking for goldenrod fireworks.
That's it.
All right, fantastic. I've got a couple of other questions to ask you, but right now we're supposed to be talking to the folks that pay the bills, so I probably should mention you're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional, who are currently hiring. If you're looking for a new career, stop on by workwhereyouvacation.com. See all the things that Baxter Regional has to offer for you in the way of a career. Time for our final break this morning. Tommy Steele and I to wrap it up right after this. We are back, The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. I tell people all the time that we do have more fun here behind the scenes than we do in front. It's always fun to have a couple of folks like you guys here in the studio. Always some new information that we're learning about, all kinds of stuff. Master gardeners are busy all the time, and I know you guys have been able to get your meetings back underway. How's everything going along those lines?
Well, we're getting ready to get them back going
again. Oh, okay. Sorry, my misunderstanding. Well, I thought you guys had had a couple of meetings.
We did, and then it spiked
went
on
sideways,
us, and then we backed up. It's a crazy world we live in.
Yes,
but anyway,
unfortunately, yes.
But we will have a meeting October the 14th. It's 1 o'clock, and we have our meetings at the Presbyterian Church.
Right.
And anyway,
yes,
this is going to be a
now. That's right across from Cooper Park. For those people that don't know where that's at,
and it kind of a funny story. They let us meet there, and we also keep up an area of their,
right,
their place.
Yes.
And if you ever want to take a real pretty photograph, that's a good place to do it. But anyway,
before I ever knew the Master Gardener was involved with that, I would drive past the youth center and always admired all the beautiful work they had right there for the plants and flowers in front
right
of the church,
across
not
the
knowing you guys were the ones responsible.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to
yes
have the woodpecker lady, and what's her name? I don't even see it here. But anyway,
Leslie Patrick.
And again, she's from the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. She's going to come up and speak to us.
Okay.
And she'll learn everything you've ever needed to know about woodpeckers. So
okay.
It'll be fun. And
very cool.
Again, our meetings, and I'm bragging a little bit, but you'll enjoy our meetings. You'll get to meet somebody that has a same interest that you mm-hmm do, and it may be roses, it may be vegetables, it may be fruit trees. But anyway,
right,
come and visit and have a good time. We're, mm-hmm, we're pretty easy people to know.
Yep.
There are guys. Everybody thinks it's all women. It's not. There's mostly mm-hmm women, but there's a few guys there. And anyway, we have a good time. We have fun.
So, well, and that's what it's all about, is just doing things that are entertaining and making community a little bit prettier for it.
Well, we have fun doing that. Yeah. Your girlfriend down on Judy on the.
Yes, I was going to ask you. Judy got some big plans over there for our
family. She had a
does
welcome back Bombers, and now she actually told me the other day, Tommy, you tell Scott that I've got some big plans coming up. So anyway, she's got, because I told you, she knows that she's listening right now. But anyway, she loves doing that, and it's a true labor of love for her. And it's funny because you talk about you stop and look at it. My car won't drive by there. I mean, every time it's changed, I look at it every time because I want to see if it's changed.
Jump out of your pocket for the picture?
It does. It just, I pull up in that parking lot, people think I'm crazy, but I pull up and get a photograph.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's part and parcel of what you guys are doing, just making just a prettier society. But you guys are helping out behind the scenes also with a few of these projects. We don't realize when we're looking at these things, oh, wow, this is the work of the Master Gardeners. You guys have several projects across the town that we can actually see. I love going to the library, and we walk past one of your probably most visible displays as we enter the library.
Absolutely. That's one, and of course, with the Name the Dude project.
Yeah, Name the Dude.
Or Dudette.
Or Dudette.
You got a good memory.
There you go. But you can go to Cooper Park. You can go to Twin Lakes Park, I think it's called now. Mm-hmm. All right. You can go, or Callista Ouellette. Okay.
Right.
You can go down to the Norfolk Hatchery. You can go down to Bull Shoals, White River State Park.
Yep.
We have, and fairgrounds. We
and
also
the fairgrounds.
Have
fairgrounds. Cool.
Yes.
So definitely, when you're about those places, take a look. You can see what's working this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to learn something about what would work in your garden.
Right.
We maintain those projects probably just once a month,
okay,
other than perhaps some additional watering. But
right,
in terms of maintenance, that's what we do. So it's a good indicator. You don't have to have a lot of time to be a gardener and have something that you can enjoy in
right
your yard.
Yes.
So it's a good place to learn a little something. You can also go online. If you miss our show and you would like to listen to it, mm-hmm, we do put the shows on our website at BaxterCountyMG.com
right
under special events.
Okay.
It's we have a page called The Radio Show.
Right.
Imagine that. And you can listen to it. It lists the plants of the month, so you can research them if there's one that you're looking for,
right,
for some ideas.
Uh-huh.
So we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to become a master gardener.
Yes.
If you're interested, you can call the...
I was going to say, you guys are taking applications for classes right now, I believe, correct?
We are probably just finished.
Just finished
up.
Okay.
If you're interested, I would encourage you to call at the extension office at 425-2335.
Okay.
This fall's class is going to be a Zoom class, so you don't have to worry about whether you're interacting with folks or
gotcha
not.
Gotcha.
You do... excuse me, it's not a Zoom class. You're going to do
oh
it on your own. We've changed
okay
it. Excuse me. So you won't be getting... You're going to... So your own pace. Do it online.
Right.
But you'll still be a master gardener
okay
with all the benefits. And give Brad a call and
okay
go from there. We'd love to have you.
The difference between an online class and a Zoom meeting... Zoom meetings, you have to get dressed from the waist up. Online, you can just attend in your
own our Zoom meetings, all the applicants get together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you're in the same room and all watching the same Zoom class at the same time.
Oh, okay.
All right.
See, I did a lot of Zoom meetings, my pajama bottoms and a decent shirt on top. I'm just saying. Baxter County MG is your website where they can go. All kinds of great information available.
Absolutely.
Up there.
There's resources on there as well. We encourage you to take a look at it, okay?
Stop on by, check it out. BaxterCountyMG.com.
You got it.
Always a good time to have you guys in the studio. We have more mischief and mayhem happening behind the scenes and on the microphones, if you can believe that. It's always a good time to have you in the studio. Appreciate you showing up once again
this
morning.
Thank you.
Don't forget to water your pot plants.
And also, don't forget to watch out for those deer. If there's
deer
going across
Amen.
The road, there's probably a fawn following it right now.
Good.
That said, I'm out the door. Time for us to head on out. You listen to the morning show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next, and powered by NAEC. I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great hump day.